the Audio Escape Almanac for Thursday, February 15th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's National Flag of Canada Day. It was today in 1965 that the maple leaf flag replaced the Union Jack. In New Zealand, it's National Lamb Day. It's a new holiday there in the country of 4 million, where there are some 60 million sheep. Officials chose February 15th because it's the anniversary of the first meat export from New Zealand to London. That was this date in 1882. The biggest thing that happened on this date was in 1898, when the U.S. battleship Maine blew up in Havana Harbor, killing more than 250 sailors. Whether an accident or caused by a Spanish or Cuban mine is unknown, but the Spanish-American War would begin 2 months later. Duke Ellington first recorded Take the A-Train on this date in 1941. George Burns and Gracie Allen hit radio for the first time on this date in 1932 as guests on The Guy Lombardo Show. And Disney, this date in 1950, released Cinderella.
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day of Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping, and the sweeping.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys.
And a milestone for Fox Television's Cops this day in 1992, when the 100th episode aired. The reggae band Inner Circle has been around since 1968. That Bad Boy song was released in 1989. British reggae musician Ali Campbell, born this date in 1959. He's the lead vocalist and a guitarist in UB40.
All I can do out there,
other birthdays today, composers Harold Arlen, 1905, and John Adams, 1947, and cartoonist Matt Groening, born today in 1954.
Boy, did I screw up. My so-called family deserted me. Michelle's mad at me. I lost the factory, the town's going under, and I'm out of a job. Could have done without that.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
And actor Chris Farley, born today in 1964. Finally, for this 15th day of February, the first teddy bear went on sale today in 1903 in Brooklyn. Toy store owner Morris Micton used Theodore Roosevelt's nickname for his creation and with TR's permission. Consult your favorite repository of knowledge to learn the link between the 26th president and an injured bear in Mississippi. Or maybe it was a cloth bear in Colorado. History is chock full of uncertainty. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing and sales and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.